Ah, very good. So I'll begin with this little puja. I'll explain this in a minute. Then I'll do some standing meditation and sitting meditation, and then some walking meditation. Then a sort of talk just to remind people and to introduce people to our practice, and just do some walking and sitting again. We should eat round about 1:30. Is that all right? Nobody's good. Okay. So this puja here, this is regular to all Theravada Buddhists in Southeast Asia and anybody who's committed to the path in the Theravada tradition. So the opening there is bowing. Bowing is just a very strong body language for surrender, since the spiritual path always asks you to do what you don't want to do. So you have to give in. But there are other reasons people bow, out of gratitude, praise, all sorts of reasons. And the Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa, well, that's just honouring the teacher. So that's just saying that just for this day, we're going to follow the Buddha's teaching. The Buddhan Saranam Gacchami, taking refuge in the Buddha. So traditionally, that's, of course, the historical personage. But spiritually speaking, it's the Buddha within you. Yeah? You're taking refuge in something within you that has to be liberated. And the Dharma, Dhammang Saranam Gacchami, is the teaching that gets you there. Obviously, it doesn't have to be specifically Buddhist, but for somebody on the Buddhist path, it would be. And the Sangha refers to those people who've experienced Nibbana and are witnesses to the Buddha's teachings. But you can lengthen it out to anybody who's supporting you in the practice. Yeah? It's always easier to meditate when you've got somebody with you, stuck on your own, you know. And the five training rules are not commandments. They are something that we're trying to work on. So for today, we'll try not to kill each other, steal from each other. We're going to let go of all erotic and romantic desire for one day. And then we're going to stop lying. So that's easy, because we keep the silence. And the final one is, just put your dope away for a day and your alcohol and see what happens. So we'll start with that, and then we'll do this standing meditation. Right? So those of you who want to follow me, do so. If you're not, it's not a problem. Eh? Bodham Pujayi Dhammam Pujayi Sangham Pujayi Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. Panati pata veramani sikapadan samadhyami adinadana veramani
Sikapadang Samadhiyami Kamesu Michachara Veramani Sikapadang Samadhiyami Musavada Veramani Sikapadang Samadhiyami Suramareya Majja Pamadatana Veramani Sikapadang Samadhiyami.
I forgot to say that doesn't make you a Buddhist. Just in case some of you had identity crises. So if you'd like to pass the pieces of paper forward, we'll sort of save them that way. So make sure you're comfortable. Ideally, your knees should be below your hips. If they're not below your hips, it pushes the lower back out. You start getting back pain. The spine should be in its natural curvature. It shouldn't be crunched up into itself. And you lift up to the top of the head. Don't over effort, just lifting gently upwards. And again, just pass your attention down your face, eyes gently closed. No need to make notes, this is all recorded. It's on the website. When you come to the jaw, just make sure it's still relaxed. Lips together, teeth apart. Shoulders, give them another squeeze if you feel there's tension there still. We keep a lot in our shoulders. It helps also to take a sort of deep breath and hold it a little while and just let the rib cage fall. So the body itself mirrors the two basic attitudes of meditation: to be relaxed and yet alert, energized. So whenever you see the body slumped or otherwise too tight, just put it back into this position slowly. And bringing our attention to the breath. If you're already established at the nostrils or other place, then just keep doing that, you know. But those of you who are new, see if you can feel the breath at the abdomen. Just the rising and falling of the abdomen. If that's not distinct, it may be in the stomach area, it could be in the chest. Or you may prefer to feel it at the nostrils. Just a natural breath. Let the body breathe. And you may find a noting word helpful to keep the attention steady. Keep the intellect occupied as the abdomen rises, rising as it falls, falling. These noting words have to be concurrent with what's happening. If you say rising and then breathe, you'll give yourself the impression of controlling. would use in, out, out at the nostrils. But our intention is to feel the sensations caused by the breath. Just relax on those sensations. Rising, falling. The mind is wandering. Recognize, acknowledge what it's doing. We're not concerned with the story, the content. We're concerned with the attitude, thinking, worrying, planning. Planning, planning. Judging, judging. And then just bring the attention gently back to the breath. When you come back to the breath, make a determination to stay there. Check the body. Train it to sit up. Rising. Rising. Falling. mind is wandering, recognize, acknowledge what it's doing. Two notes, planning, worrying, and so on. Then just bring the attention gently back to the breath. If you find yourself judging yourself, shouldn't be thinking this, and so on. Note, judging. Don't get caught up in the story, in the conversation. Bring yourself back to the breath. Make an intention to stay there, strong intention. If you're beginning to feel a bit dull-minded or lethargic, you lift the body, make sure that you're putting energy into the body. You can open the eyes a little to let the light in. And you can stand up and do this. Feeling, experiencing intimately the sensations caused by the breath. Rising, falling. Although we make a strong determination to stay there, the action is to relax onto the sensations caused by the breath. Mind is wandering, recognize, acknowledge what it's doing, bring the attention back to the breath. If you did that the whole sitting, that would be worthwhile, training ourselves to be present, relaxing onto the breath. Feeling sleepy or tired, lift the spine, open the eyes, stand up. Perhaps we can experience these sensations caused by the breath as neutrally pleasant. How they help us to still the body, calm the heart, silence the mind. Rising, falling. The mind is wandering, recognize, acknowledge it, turn gently away from it, back to the breath, determined to stay there. Feeling sleepy or tired, lift the spine, open the eyes, stand up. Hopefully now you feel just a bit more centered, a bit more calm, a bit more steady of attention. See now if you can approach the breath more intimately. Catch the very beginning. Stay with all those sensations to the very end of the in-breath. Catch the very beginning of the out-breath. Stay with all those sensations to the very end. If when you do that you feel a certain tension coming, then have the attitude of receiving it more, of sitting back, but allowing it to come towards you. Just the beginning, the whole middle section and the end of the in-breath and the out-breath. Rising, falling. becoming aware of the impermanent nature of the breath, arising and passing away. Becoming aware of the fact that the body breathes, doesn't need me. Becoming aware that I seem to be up here in my head and the breath seems to be down there, over there. Now, having established the general steadiness of attention, calmness, a sense of curiosity coming from no opinion, no view, that equanimity, open-minded, open-heartedness, we can open up. Sounds come. We're not concerned with what's creating the sound, a car, a bird, but in the process of hearing, staying right there at the eardrum. There may be sensations in the body, pleasant or unpleasant. We go towards them, feel them, intimately experience them. There may be feelings in the body, pleasant or unpleasant, coming from the heart, emotional states, moods. If they draw our attention, we go there, feel them, experience them intimately, their texture. Whenever the mind wanders, we just note the attitude, come back to the breath. If there's images in the mind, no matter how bright, we note imaging and come back to the body. Back to the breath, always beginning again. Rising, falling. For those of you who are new and are finding the posture very uncomfortable, you can always change your posture, but do it very slowly. Then you don't disturb your steadiness of attention, nor anybody else's. we see how everything we're experiencing, everything is in process, is changing, actually arising and passing away. Nothing remains. Can we become aware of the process of desire? How when something pleasant arises, a pleasant mood, a pleasant thought, we grasp it, and try to hold on to it, maintain it, develop it. How when something unpleasant comes, we try to get rid of it, a bit of pain in the knee, so we try to move. Or we ignore it, turn away from it in fear. Wanting, not wanting. Just be aware of it. Feel it. Don't do anything. Don't do anything about anything. Just watch, observe. Experience whatever draws the attention within the field of awareness and become aware of any reaction. And we become aware of the fact that everything we're experiencing is happening of its own accord, not under our control. The body offers sensations, feelings. The mind just shoots off thinking, imagining, whether we want them to or not. From this position, up here somewhere, an observation post. It's like everything's happening on a screen before me, of its own accord, not under my control. From this observation post, can we get that sense of distance, a space, as it were, between that which knows, feels, experiences, and what is being felt, experienced? putting aside all instruction. Just watch, feel, experience intimately whatever draws the attention within the field of awareness. And when lost, start again with the breath. Special effort these last few minutes. Come to the end of a sitting, it's good to reflect for a moment, ask ourselves, how diligent was I in bringing myself back to the present moment? Or did I allow myself to get lost in thinking and dreaming? How did I deal with the various physical, mental states that arose? Was I skillful? Could I have been more skillful? Was I confused? Choose one, such as sleepiness or restlessness or obsessive thinking. What did you do? And which of the three characteristics of existence was most prominent for me? Was it that sense of impermanence, transience? Or was it the role of wanting, constantly wanting, not wanting? Or was it that sense of distance and no control, that not me? It's always good to make a resolution too. It can be specific, such as the next time I feel tired, I will stand up immediately. Or it could be just a very general commitment to remaining aware, mindful. Remembering that all our conditioning, all our habits begin with an intention. So it's time to do a little walking meditation, and those of you who know how to do it, just find yourself a spot. I think the weather's cleared up a bit. And those of you who have never done it before, would you like to stay behind, and I shall introduce you to the mysteries. So remember, from here to the walking place is also part of our practice. Doesn't make sense to rush to get there to do walking, mindful walking meditation.